Hello and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, historical facts, and upcoming events with some comedy mixed in. It is today, Thursday, June the 19th, and we're so glad you're tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and joining me as always, the guy bringing the signature charm and comic relief to the show, the one and only Jamie. How are you doing today?
I'm tired, thank you.
I'm tired too, but we made it here. Today is Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth to you today.
Happy Juneteenth to you.
There's a lot of people off at work, but we keep this show going regardless of the holiday. We'll see how Thanksgiving rolls around, but we'll get something out for you guys. All right. How's your week been?
Busy.
Yeah?
Yeah, short weeks are always a pain at work.
Yeah.
You should know.
It's been busy for me, too. Getting everything ready for this show is definitely some time-consuming. How was your Father's Day?
Father's Day was excellent. I got some cool gifts.
Yeah?
Not going to talk about them because I don't want anybody to rob my cool gifts.
They don't know where you live either.
Well, I'm sure some people do.
Yeah, I'm sure you could find it if you really, really had to.
Right.
Go
ahead.
I didn't have much going on. I had a gig on Saturday. It went decently well. With a couple other events going on in the area, threat of rain. It was all right. They had a marriage or a wedding party show up, and they had a lot of fun. So
that's cool.
And I missed my dental cleaning, so that was fun too. They said not until September I was going to be able to reschedule. I was like, all right. All right. Let's jump into some news. All right. First up, we got some.
A train coming by.
Perfect
timing.
Yeah. We could have timed a little bit better. All right. So in the USA, we have Juneteenth holiday celebration. We'll talk about some of the different events going around the area in a little while. For Ohio, we have a decent amount. The Wright Flyers 3 becomes Ohio's official plane, 1905, deemed the world's first practical plane. I like it. Some more audio texture coming around. The Ohio House passed a bill aimed at regulating imitation meat and egg products, mandating clear labeling and potentially restricting lab-grown meats from being edible for food stamps or served in public schools. I think that's a pretty good thing.
If you like fake meat.
It's food, I think, as they say. In response to declining math scores since COVID, Ohio has proposed a new measure to improve math instruction. It requires states to create a list of approved high-quality math curricula and diagnostic tests for schools. Mandate some other things and provide more intervention for struggling students. So you're
saying our mathing is not mathing right now.
Yeah, it's not very good. Right. You know, 2 + 2 is not 5 unless you have, you know, your own theory on proving that. But I think it'll be good for the students. I think we're lacking in a couple of subjects in America in general, and Ohio's trying to lead the charge. Ohio Senate Committee is considering a bill to restrict foreign ownership of land across much of Ohio. Pros and cons to that, I suppose. Ohio passed a bill to increase the penalty for obstructing first responders. And under this bill, which is awaiting Senate approval, anybody intentionally impeding on a police officer, firefighter, or EMT after being warned will become a first-degree misdemeanor.
Ooh. Don't touch the cops.
Yep, don't touch. Here's a big one. Miami Township faces potential bankruptcy after $45 million wrongful conviction verdict, which was awarded to a man in prison for 20 years. Township really only has 1.2 million discretionary funds and no viable way. And it could be the first in Ohio history to declare bankruptcy. That's a big deal.
Right.
All right, moving on to Dayton. On Maine, a partnership between Premier Health and the University of Dayton is redeveloping the former Montgomery County Fairgrounds into a walkable urban district for living, working, and recreation. The first phase includes the 5-story Think Dayton office building slated to be an innovation hub along with parks and infrastructure. Construction is expected to begin in the fall and completed by 2027.
They should have just left the fair there.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably is probably the best course of action, but yeah, they decided something differently.
Right. I thought they were going to put a parking lot there also at one time, but I guess they can't.
This seems to be a big one. The Dayton Police Department plans to use $400,000 grant money to deploy gunshot detectors, drones, and license plate readers in the Miami Chapel, North Riverdale, and Residence Park neighborhoods to combat rising violent crime. So I suppose they argue the tools are supposed to enhance safety and security, or improve service. It's always one of those things. Do you really want drones flying around? You know, drones are becoming more common, but I don't know. Once you start opening that door, it starts to become a little muddy. Following the May 20th cyber attack for the Kettering Health, they are now facing a class action lawsuit for hundreds of patients. The suit alleges the network was negligent in protecting patient data, leading to compromising personal information and critical delays in medical care. So probably, if you're a part of that network, you'll at some point receive 33 cents in the settlement somewhere, or something along those lines.
Right. We'll have commercials on TV here soon for it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. The historic Dayton Arcade is adding two new tenants. Luke's Custom Cakes, opening a retail shop in the North Arcade Concourse this summer. And additionally, Valor Montessori, I don't know if that's the way you say it, high school will launch for 9th and 10th grade students in the hub. That's interesting. I didn't know it was a place for that kind of
I've never been stuff. There. Have you been there?
Yeah, I believe so. But every time I go, I'm like, oh, that's what this is.
Right.
Because I well, yeah. yeah.
It's a big circle.
When you see Dayton Arcade, you think, well, where's the arcade?
Yeah, where's the games? I got my quarters.
All right. Lastly, in Dayton, Table 33 is temporarily closed for cleanup and repairs after a small fire in a residential unit above the restaurant on the 12th. It looks, and I saw a video of that. There was like water. I don't know if a busted line or something. It was like drenching down into the area. And I was like, it's going to be a nightmare to fix. Yeah. Centerville, their city council has unanimously approved a 9-month extension to temporarily ban on new gas stations, convenience stores, and small box discount stores. First enacted in July of 2024, this gives the city time to update zoning regulations as large chains like Sheetz and Wawa enter the region. I mean, I'm a big fan of Sheetz, so bring as many as you want.
Yeah, we got Buc-ee's coming up here, so we'll see how that turns out.
You know, I didn't really experience my first Buc-ee's until I think last year, and I was like, "Wow, this is an experience."
Yeah, I've never been, so we need to see.
Yeah, in Kettering, Montgomery County Veterans Service Commission will cover costly repairs to the stone entry to a World War One memorial in Kettering, damaged by a windstorm. Moraine, another Ohio community, has officially banned business involved in the cultivation, processing, and retail sale of recreational marijuana. Another one of them cities. They do not want it. Troy gas station back open after fixing the canopy that was in danger of collapse. That would be a day wrecker if you're filling up your car. In Vandalia, we got the Air Force Thunderbirds flight demonstration squadron ready to turn heads and rattle windows at the CenterPoint Energy Dayton Air Show. Gets off the ground Saturday. This is the first of the show's 2 days.
Deep plane.
That'll be fun. I'll be there.
Yeah, not me. Too hot.
I'll be there. Yeah, it is hot. Unless you get one of those cool air conditioning setups.
Leave I hear an airplane now.
Yep. Making sure it shows up in time. West Carrollton gets $1.2 million in state grants for Whitewater Park River in the River District. They're getting their own Whitewater Park.
Can they make it blue water? Clear water?
I don't think that's the route they're going.
Right. Make it yellow. Pee in it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's all the time. West Carrollton also extends cannabis business ban and ongoing legal uncertainty through March 30th. So it basically the same ban as Moraine.
Right.
All right, that's it for the news.
So if you're fat, you have your own floaty, so you'd be okay, right?
Yeah, just hold your breath.
Right.
You can't let go.
Don't drink the water.
All right. What do we have up next? Do we have any funny stories from the week?
Not from me. It's been cut and dry.
Yeah, just work has been kind of funny, just in general.
Right. You want to tell them what you do?
Well, I currently work in IT.
You're it.
Yeah, there it is. Yep. Don't put the sh in front of that. All right, let's talk about some facts for the week. In Ohio, on the 19th, 1893, John King, promoter of the eclectic medicine, dies at the age of 80. He was a leader of America eclecticism, a branch of alternative medicine espousing the use of Native American herbs. He was known by his students as Pappy King and also spoke fluent French and German, translating many medical papers from these languages for American medical journals. June 25th, 1867, the first barbed wire patented by Lucien B. Smith of Ohio. I didn't know that it came from here, or patented from here.
Right.
The 24th, 1884, the East Cleveland Street Railroad Company begins the first U.S. commercial electric streetcar in Cleveland, Ohio. That's pretty neat.
There's your train whistle noise. Or is it more of a ding?
On the 26th of 2003, NBA drafted small forward. Can you game his name?
What year?
2003.
Small forward for who?
It was for Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mark Price?
No, it was LeBron James.
Oh, man. Nobody cares.
All right. Up in Dayton on June 24th, 1955, the city of Kettering is incorporated. Woo, woo.
Go Kettering.
And then on June 26, 1974, the Universal Product Code, also known as UPC, scanned for the first time to sell a package of Wrigley's chewing gum at the Marsh supermarket in Troy. I didn't know that either.
No.
That's pretty neat.
Well,
that's,
they should have like a gum museum up there.
Why? Yeah.
Along with strawberries.
They really like the strawberries.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about some famous people from Dayton. We got Leroy Sugarfoot Bonner, born in Hamilton, Ohio, 1943. He grew up poor, the oldest of 14 children. He ran away from home at 14 and eventually wound up in Dayton, where he connected with the musicians who would form the Ohio Players. That's pretty neat.
He had a great middle name.
Yeah. I don't know. Man.
Those names were cool back then.
Yeah. Nowadays, it's all just generic names.
Yeah. You got to combine four names just to make one.
During Game of Thrones, how many people were named Denise? You know, just Denise. Daenerys. Man, I'm struggling over here. It's just funny.
It's an off day.
Yeah, the names of the time. I like the parents that name their kids that rhyme with their last name.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really shoot them in the foot for the rest of their life.
Boingo, boingo.
Yeah, there you go. I think I used to have one.
It's bad when you get a name that's the same, like Peter or Dick.
There was a guy. Richard. He went by Eddie, but his first name was Ray.
Right.
And his last name was May. Right. So Ray May walking down the street.
I went to school with a Mary Ann Moon, but her report card said Moon Mary Ann. So I just thought that was interesting.
Old school stuff. I went to the grade school with a guy named Derek Donald Davis. He was a triple D. All right. One more. Will Allen, born in Dayton, 1982, American former professional football safety. Allen played college for OSU and was selected for the All-American team, drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2004, and also played for the Cowboys and the Steelers. No Bengals mentions there, but that's okay. We don't hold too much against them. All right, moving on to some special days of the week. What we got, Jamie? Starting on the 19th, we got Juneteenth.
Today.
That is today. It's also Real Food Day. Nourish your body with some fresh whole foods. I like that.
You got Garfield the Cat Day.
Yeah. World Tapas Day. I think we talked a little bit about
Martini Day.
Martini Day. Yeah. I like that.
Recess at work, but if you get the day off, so is it still recess?
That's technically already enacted, right?
Right.
If you're already off. Let's go on to Friday, because I know we touched some on Thursday last week. National Take Your Dog to Work Day. I don't know if they'll allow that. Just show up with your dog.
You can take a hot dog.
Yeah. This is my dogs.
Yeah. Have a gagger on me.
National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
I got ice cream soda over here.
I would probably prefer that one.
Yeah. It's your West Virginia Day.
That's right. World Productivity Day. I doubt it. After a holiday. Yeah.
No. Not going to happen.
American Eagle Day. Yeah. I like it.
Summer solstice. So that's what, first of summer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. That's summer solstice.
And fitting because it's going to be 100 degrees.
It's going to be the longest day of the year tomorrow. So
not for long.
It won't be dark. No, that's not what that means. But it won't be dark for as long as
light forever.
It normally is. Yeah, you imagine living in a place where it's just always...
Vampires hate that day, right?
Yeah. The summer solstice. Waste and Recycling Workers Week. I think we talked about that already. All right, what's going on Saturday? What we got?
Yeah, Day of Yoga.
Yep. International Day.
And then you're supposed to appreciate the daylight.
Oh, well, I do appreciate that daylight. It's also World Music Day, Wagyu Day, National Smoothie Day.
National Selfie Day.
National Selfie Day. Here, nope. Jamie, let's take a selfie.
No, not going to do that one.
All right, here we go.
My hair's a mess.
We're taking a selfie.
Okay, here we are.
No one sees it but us.
We're ahead of the game here, folks.
It's not really a selfie though. At that point, right? And they call it. Was it a toofy? No.
So you got World Giraffe Day, so you can drink long necks that day.
I like it. All right.
Do you have naked hiking on yours?
Naked hiking?
Yep. It says Naked Hiking Day.
No, I don't see that one.
I'm not sure what you do on that one.
Naked hiking.
Would that just be like, you'd probably be more like streaking through the woods.
Pretty much.
Because people would be like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah, naked hiking. What do? Do you hide? Do you just casually walk and say, it's naked hiking day. I can walk.
Look that up. See what it says.
All right. Let me see that. Naked hiking day. World Nate celebrated on the summer solstice. Typically on the 21st, they choose to hike early in the morning or less crowded trails to minimize encounters with other hikers.
I mean, unless you're really hairy, you can pass as Bigfoot, you know.
Some groups will send a scout ahead to warn other hikers of their presence. I guess it does say it's wise to check local regulations.
Right.
They don't tell you that. They just tell you when it is.
I'll tell you, see that happen in Yellow Springs anytime soon.
All right. Sunday, June 22nd. We got National Kissing Day, National Onion Ring Day. I guess Burger King's going to make out for all the stuff they missed out on King's Day. Hey, what did you say about that a second ago?
Burger King?
Yeah.
So I saw a funny picture where it was Ronald McDonald, Wendy's, and a few other restaurant chains all in front of Burger King. And it said no King's Day.
Oh, Jesus.
Which was, I guess, last Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's a funny joke. I appreciate that. National Chocolate Eclair Day.
I don't know what that is.
It's not a donut. A fried dough filled with rich, creamy sweetness topped with chocolate.
It's a donut.
Yeah, basically.
They lied.
It's an eclair.
Right. Fancy word for donut.
It's a bougie donut.
Right.
Be Kinder Day starts with a B.
Right. So
honor the life of 12-year-old Billy Kinder. National HVAC Tech Day.
You're gonna need it with 100 degrees.
Make sure you celebrate that with them.
Give him some water.
Yeah. Hey, it's your day. Oh, Burke.
So would you go up to an HVAC guy and say, "Hey, you're cool."
Yeah. Oh man. See if he gets it.
Yeah.
National Pet Choking Prevention Day. I feel like it's every day.
Stupid dog.
Oh my gosh. All right. Let's move on. What we got? Monday. Where is it at?
Mine says typewriter day.
Yeah. Does anybody know what a typewriter is anymore?
It's the same thing as a keyboard.
Yeah. Pretty much. Public Service Day, National Porridge Day. Does anybody know what porridge is anymore?
Just a pudding.
Yeah.
If you're reading the Three Bears, you're good.
Yeah. International Women in Engineering Day. That's like a that's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
IWIE Day. No, doesn't work. International Widows Day. National Let It Go Day. Yeah.
Then that song.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Pink Flamingo.
I do. There. Is that when you go around to each your neighbor's yard and
put
just,
stuff in their yard?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
And just put a sign. It's Pink Flamingo Day. National Hydration Day. Yeah, that's about it. Nothing really real excited there. Tuesday. Man.
Mine says Swim a Lap Day.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not doing that. National Upcycling Day.
I don't even have a pool. So.
Festina. Festina Junina. Feast of the San Giovanni. International Fairy Day. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, come to work dressed as your fairy.
Right. Like Peter Pan.
Yep. Yep.
That'll work.
It was Superman last week. It's Peter Pan this week. National Relationship Equity Day. That is just someone made that up one day.
This one says Museums Comes to Life Day.
Okay. Ooh.
So
National, not National Treasure, Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a fun world to live in.
Right.
Or,
it'd be an interesting like a, world.
What is it?
Yo,
virtual
dumb.
Reality. You know, get like a virtual area that you can get to live in that world. Right. I think that would be a fun one. All right, Wednesday, we got Global Beatles Day.
My personal favorite, it's National Catfish Day.
There we go. That's
love some catfish.
Is that a dating or is that a dating app thing or is that a actual catfish?
It could go either way, I guess.
visit a catfish festival. You show up and it's all these people. You're not who you said you were.
It was established by Ronald Reagan.
Huh.
So I'm sure he didn't get catfished.
No. No. Goat Cheese Day, Color TV Day. Yeah, celebrate by the only type of TV you have nowadays.
It says Global Beatles Day, but I'm not sure exactly what that is.
I think it's the Beatles themselves.
That they originated or something?
Yeah, it is. Four young proto gods come together to form what would be one of the most influential rock bands to ever come out of England.
You have
if
a favorite,
not the entire world.
You have a favorite song by the Beatles? I know there's so many.
I like Hey Jude. It's hard to pick. I kind of experienced them later in life, but as a musician, I listen to it, and like the harmonies are great. The music itself, it's fairly simple,
right?
But there, I think it's the harmonies and just it just sounds good,
right?
It's easy to just put on in the background. It's also the National Day of Joy.
Yippee. Great for those that are depressed.
Yep. All right, last one, Thursday. What we got? Canoe Day, National Canoe Day. Ooh.
Do you like being in a canoe?
Not so much.
Do you prefer a kayak?
Neither. I'm just not a water person. I like just getting on a tube and tubing down a lazy river. I don't want any rapids or anything that'll kill me. It's also World Drug Day.
Wait.
Understanding the dangers and effects of substances.
You could just go downtown and see people. Understand what's going on.
You don't need to read this. You just live real life. National Handshake Day. We'll take care of that next week.
Fist bump count?
Could be.
Because there's a lot of germaphobe now.
Yeah.
I'm including myself in that.
That's fair. Well, we'll see how it goes. I'll bring a pair of gloves.
Especially at our work cafeteria, there's a certain someone. Man. He's got it upstairs and downstairs going on all the time. So I'm like, dude, I'm trying to eat.
Oh, man. National Stitch Day. And that's the Stitch.
That's the
extraterrestrial friend, the mischievous one.
Because it's 626, right? He was the experiment. Yeah. That's where that went. Yeah.
Yeah. National Bomb Pop Day. You know what those are? It's the red, white, and blue popsicle.
Ice cream, right?
Yeah. Popsicle. Yeah. Close enough.
I know about ice cream.
National Barcode Day.
We just had that.
Yeah, I know.
Like
was
UPC?
That the same? UPC.
So they get their own holiday too, huh?
Yeah, it was the 26th.
Yeah.
Someone named it after that. Interesting. National Coconut Day. Go nuts for coconuts.
Right. You got chocolate pudding on there?
Yeah, I do. Favorite of kids and adults alike for generations.
It's my wife likes chocolate pudding. Not a big fan.
So For the week, we got Self-Storage Week. We got Deaf Blind Awareness Week.
Didn't see that one coming.
Or hear it. It's insect week. Well, you know, that's probably pretty true.
Especially at King's Island right now.
Yeah.
They love it down there.
There's a rabbit week. English wine week. People are just making up stuff.
What's rabbit week?
It doesn't have a...
Somebody needs to find that out.
Right. It's an engaging event that raises awareness of rabbit well-being and encourages everyone to understand the unique needs of their pets.
Do you have a pet rabbit?
I don't.
You need one.
One day.
Yeah.
We have rats. We have cats.
Add it
we
to
have
your,
dogs.
Your list there.
Hedgehog.
A little Snow White thing going on.
Yep. We need a bigger area for all of that.
You ever find your turtle?
No.
No.
No. Someone stole it.
Yeah, I bet they did.
It's sad. It's National Lightning Safety Awareness Week. Definitely experienced that.
Shocking.
But it's not until the 22nd. So they're a little ahead of the time. All right. All right, I think that's it for that. There's a I think that was enough. That was a little lots of them. All right. Last up, we got the events coming up. And I've definitely redone a lot of this stuff. So hopefully all this stuff's going to look a little better. I definitely cut down on fairs and festivals and all that jazz.
That's
so.
Fair.
Yeah, and that's a festival. All right, let's just start with those fairs and festivals. Starting today, looks like the London Strawberry Festival is happening. London also has a Cobra show going on.
Do you know where London is?
Ohio.
Yeah, in Ohio. It's up by Columbus.
Yeah. So Middletown had the Festival of St. John. Free entry. Looks like it's going on multiple days. A couple of these are going on multiple days.
A lot of Port-a-Johns there, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Saturday, also, we got the Green County Strawberry Festival, Bellefontaine Pride Fest, Craft Beer Festival, Jungle Jim's Craft Beer Festival. Actually, those are the same thing. Holy Angels Paris Picnic and Family Festival in Shelby County. Austin Landing has the Dayton Pickle Fest. Just deal with it. And then on Sunday, same events that was going on before. I think that's it for the fairs and festivals. So that was fast.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yay.
Live music. So there's a lot going on.
Really?
Tonight, we've got Juneteenth at the Levitt with Goapele. 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 Those are always free at the Levitt. You should check them out. We got jazz at the Gaither or Gather? I think, I don't know. It's at by Ghostlight. The Brick Tap and Tavern has Scott Hoochins. That's at 8:30. On Friday, we have a Juneteenth concert with the Darren Bell Band. Mayflower in Troy has Sean Finnegan at 6:30. Both of those were. At 7 o'clock, we got Catherine Wilder at Bach Family Brewing. Sideshow at Dunaway's, The Shady Pine at Jane's on the Main. Levitt has the Robbie Folks. I think that concert is multiple things going on at the Levitt. Let's see. Rock This Town Orchestra at the Lock Nine Park. Let's see. Love Locks Experiment at Riverscape. Chad Creemans and Truck at the Proudy Plaza, 80s Club Dance Night at the Hidden Gym, Cody Barrett at the Barrel, Counting Skeletons at Phone Booth Lounge. Those last three, I think they all start around 8. 8:30, Yellow Cab Tavern Frequency and More, and Good Time Charlie's Side Piece. All right, Side Piece at Good Time Charlie's. It sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
And then at nine we have Carmen Clow's Acoustic at the Courtyard Lounge. On Saturday, starting at 3, we have Riverside JC's Music Festival. I think that'll be a fun one.
You mean you don't have the Wiggles at the Rose tomorrow?
I thought I did.
You ever seen the Wiggles?
I have not. Oh, well, I've seen the show.
Yeah, I've seen them live when my son was really, really little.
Yeah.
They were with Barney. But it was an interesting concert. Honestly, they were better than Barney.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, if it does come up in one of my other lists, I will just skip over that one. But yeah, the Wiggles. You said that was on Saturday, yeah?
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
That is
6:30 tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, right. It says tomorrow. That's what just going by that.
Oh, okay.
At the Rose.
Well, if you're interested, look it up.
You can wiggle your way up there.
back to Saturday, we have at 6:00. These are all between 6 and 7:30 starting times. We got Cameron and J-Roe at the Long Shots, Amanda Pruitt at the Mayflower, Stepladder at the Dunaways. Levitt has Say She. That's free. Steve Lewis and the Leaf and Vine, or at the Leaf and Vine, that's free. Short of Stable at James on the Main, that's free. Brian Kilmeade, the History, Liberty, and Laughs Tour, that'll be at the Victoria Theater. Live music, Thunderbird, a tribute to the ZZ Top, to ZZ Top. Treasure Island Park. These are starting at 8 o'clock. Ashley and Authority at the Barrel. Reese Murray and Doug Hart Band at Phone Booth Lounge. Tino and Moore at Yellow Cab. I think there's a lot of artists, two or three. Whiskey Business.
Fetchy name.
Whiskey Business at Good Time Charlie's. Metallica and Motley Crue tribute at the Hidden Gem. And then we have Wilder at Courtyard Lounge. That looks like $5. The tribute was at versus $10. Sunday, we have the Dave Matthews Tribute Band free at the Stubbs Park. And then Hathaways, which is part of the Beaver Creek Concert Series, that's free at the Dominic Lafino Park. And then just a few coming up, live music on Monday, Rick Springfield, I Want My 80s Tour at the Rose Music. Yeah, I don't know why the Wiggles didn't show up. And then looks like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they got MJ the Musical at the Schuster Center. Obviously, that is not free. Never is. I think they have a sip and listen or something before those as well. You drink wine or something, chat like Chatty Cathy's. Sorry, no offense to any Cathy's out there. And then at 7:30 on Thursday, we have jazz at the Gather. I think it's Gather or Gaither. Gaither usually has an I in it. 8:30, Scott Hootchin in the Brick and Tap and Tavern. He, man, he's a hot commodity. I think it's 2 weeks in a row there. And then at Blind Bob's at 9, we got Brian Belansky. That's all the live music. Moving on down. Just going to touch on some recurring events. Looks like we have some exhibits through the week. The View Juried Landscape Exhibition at the Rosewood Arts. So then we'll just skip on down to Friday. So for tomorrow, we got trivia with the Trivia Shark at 6. We got Date Dragons games all week. I think right now they're playing Fort Wayne. Dance, Social Vintage Dancing Friday nights, $5 at 7:45. That sounds like a good time to get your step on. Live theater, we got the Understudy. Looks like there's Friday and Saturday shows, and looks like there's some matinee shows on Sunday. I think that's going on for 2 weeks. Saturday, we got a lot of farmers markets, one in Yellow Springs, Franklin, Shiloh Farmers Market, Greene County. We got Oakwood. We have Cooper Heights has a farmers market, and in New Carlisle. I'm sure there's more going on. That's just the ones I saw at the time. On Sunday, there's a Sunday Fun Day Karaoke at the Barrel. Mondays, looks like Mondays and Wednesdays, they got Boot Camp Fitness Class. That's usually at Riverscape. Those are usually free. Monday also has Beginner Square Dance Lessons, Michael Solomon Pavilion. I don't even think I've heard of that. I maybe have been there. I didn't realize that was the name. Looks like on Wednesday, we got Fairborn's Farmers Market. They said, screw Saturday, we're doing ours on Wednesday. That's a 4 to 7 p.m. one. The other ones are usually in the early or late morning, afternoon time frame.
You wanted the background noise. There you go.
They're coming to get me. They may not hear that, and they may. It looks like, and then on Wednesday, they also have Swerk Fitness Classes. That's at Riverscape as well. That's on most Wednesdays. And then on Thursday, looks like the only new thing is the Matilda, the musical. Looks like they have some matinee and evening showings for the next week or two. I don't remember the exact dates on those. All right. Last but not least, all the rest of the events, which there are a lot, but I'll just kind of steam through these. Back to some exhibits. Looks like these are multi-days for like 100 days. We got the Christine Gaffney Well-Balanced, Aaron Holscher, Amazon, but it's not. What These Arms Hold. We got Laura Sanders, Force of Nature. And then also, enduring the siege of Sarajevo, snapshots of survival. Also, continuing on is the Great Miami Smallmouth Bass Fishing Challenge, the Rennie Gower and Kate Santucci exhibit. And then, let's see. On Thursday, we have the Xenia Community Garage Sale. It's funny, on the website, it said Garge. They left out an A. It's like, I don't know if anybody wants to come to the Garge Sale. We got some Juneteenth celebrations on Thursday. We got Fairborn. We got Yellow Springs. Springboro has a Juneteenth Jubilee Blood Drive. Kettering's Juneteenth. I'm sure there's more, but I don't have them all. Farmers Market for Lebanon is on Thursday the 19th. I'm going to actually put that over eventually. Sunset at the Market on 2nd Street along with Culture Kitchen. That's from 5 to 8. Juneteenth celebration in Gopal at the Levitt. Now, oh, that's the Levitt performance. Why is that in there? Get out of here. Trivia night at the Cellar. Karaoke night at the Encore. And then they have karaoke at the Dayton Beer Company. Open mic night at Dunaway's. Live theater of Macbeth performance. Looks like that's going to be a multi-day thing, so check that out. I did a Macbeth Shakespeare series in college. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Also, the DuPont Brass with Signature Levitt Summer Camp Student Showcase, 7 p.m. Dayton Jewish International Film Festival at the Neon, Open Mic Night at the Barrel House, and Music Bingo Thursdays at the Trolley Stop. All right, moving on down to Friday. We have some races going on. We got the Metal Madness, 1, 5, 10, and 15K, along with the half marathon at the E.J. Nutter Park. Looks like Out on a Fifth is still in full swing, so where they close down the road for everybody to walk around. Let's see. Upper Body Exercise Class at the 2nd Street Market at 12. Looks like Middletown has their Pride celebration on Friday at 5. At the Neon has Friday night patio parties. Dayton Arcade has the guided downtown Dayton historic walking tour. Let's see. There it is. The Wiggles. They showed up. Yeah, it's the Bouncing Balls tour. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well played. That's how they roll.
Yeah. Ho-ho! Riverscape at 7 has Caribbean Funk Night.
You say that 3 times real fast.
Yeah, you don't.
Not going to happen. Though.
You could. Dayton Dragons versus the Fort Wayne's Tin Caps. We mentioned them. It looks like Dayton Dance Initiative Collab at the PNC Arts Annex. All right, moving on down to Saturday. We've got the Dayton Air Show. Like we mentioned, there's a 21st annual native plant sale. We have the festival, Carillon Park Rail Festival.
All aboard.
$10 only. Sculpt with Speakeasy. Looks like it's one of them fitness things at Riverscape. Springboro's Juneteenth celebration. The Goat Yoga in Troy. I still want to do that. I think that would be
fun.
You
should go. It's on your list.
It is. Sorotimist High Tea at the Dayton Women's Club. That's $30. Let's see. Moving on down to Sunday, we got the Buckeye Triathlon Race and Multisport Festival in Caesar Creek State Park. Dayton Air Show, second day for Carillon Park Rail Festival. There's an all-Corvette car show in Fairborn. And then Monday, nothing really except the exhibits. Tuesday, we have Curio Trivia Tuesday. That's at the Courthouse Square from 12 to 2. The Bruner Literacy Center at 700 East 4th Street. I don't even know why that's in here.
I'm just looking at some of these events also online. There's like Friday support group.
Yeah, some of those I'm just kind of.
There's only one person going, so yeah. Like, he helps that person.
Karaoke every Tuesday with the Zane, 700 East 4th Street. We also have Music Bingo at Riverscape Metro Park. That's at 7. I think that might be fun.
Yeah, I see they got one here today in Hubert. I think it's Elmatic.
Yeah.
Never played music bingo, but
it's fun. You have to definitely know your stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's like a trivia night mixed in with bingo. Also on Tuesday we have disco drag bingo at Lily's Staten. That's $10. That might be actually kind of be interesting. Wednesday we got at the Courthouse Square again from 12 to 2, Zen's Day with Viva La Strings. And then at 7 we have Back to the 90s drag show at Tender Mercy. That's a $13 entry. A couple drag shows popping up. And then Thursday, 12 to 2, we have Curio Unplugged with Leah Mendehall at the Courthouse Square. And then Curio also from 4:30 to 6:30 has the Social Yacht Rock Party. Bring your best yacht outfit. Open mic night at Dunaway's. It looks like that's all I got for our events this time.
I saw one here just a minute ago. There it is. Gem City Roller Derby. Remember going to that?
Yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah, it's this Sunday. Looks like it's at Skate World in Vandalia at 10:30 in the morning.
Those are early, but those are fun.
Yeah.
Those are fun. I want to put that on my list to keep track of because I like going to those myself. Do you have any other events you can think of?
Not offhand.
Yeah, your phone has something to say, though.
It's just that somebody at work that says something that I can't say on here.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
I think that's about it for the show. Yeah. You have any parting thoughts or any upcoming things you got going on?
And I got a birthday party on Sunday for a coworker. I want to go see How to Train Your Dragon at the theater.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
But depending on what the wife has to work, we'll see if I can get to that.
It might just come out on streaming before you get to it. Then you get,
probably.
It's a lot cheaper that way, anyway.
Well, I still like going, though.
Yeah.
Something about being in a theater.
I don't have much going on. I'm working that air show for our job. We're sending some people there. I also got a grill and chill with some friends afterwards, so that'll be a long day for me Saturday. But other than that, not a whole lot.
I know next weekend's going to be just as busy because we have Huber Heights Parade.
Yep.
So, and fireworks and everything else going on.
It's getting close to the 4th of July, so everybody's getting antsy. They're like, we got to get our events in now.
Right.
All right. Well, I think we can leave it at that. Just want to thank everybody for joining in today. Just remember, we're a Value for Value podcast. We don't take any advertisements. We don't put anything behind a paywall. If you have anything you want to give back to the show in time, talent, or treasure, feel free to send it our way. We're trying to release this every Thursday. We're getting better at it, getting everything nailed down in a better fashion, so it's going to be consistent. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to give any feedback for the show, send us an email at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com. And until next week, this is me signing off, and I'll give it over to Jamie for the last word.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Try to stay cool because it's going to be really hot, like me.